Hi, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're here today because we want to introduce our new project, Collard Greens and Conversations.
Woo-woo with a little bit of
shade. A little bit of shade, girl.
Just a side.
What are we going to be talking about on our shows? That's important for our peoples to know out here.
Well, I would want to tell people, why we got together.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah.
How did we get together?
Go ahead.
Where are we?
Okay, that's a good question. So we are at the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England.
And we all black folk travel.
I know, right? England, right?
A whole lot.
So we all came together to enrich our spiritual development because all of us are gifted in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it was important that we all got together to show that, we enrich ourselves.
Exactly.
Because we don't see ourselves being shown in ways that show that we actually enrich ourselves. We take the time to do so.
Exactly.
And I just want you to know, in a class of 60-something people, we the only three blacks.
Only three.
Yes.
So you know that, okay?
Right. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. We saw each other, and it was instant connection.
Literally.
It was like our
spirits. Literally.
Actually, I met this one first.
Yes.
And we just connected. Just talking, laughing, loud, you know, like it was barbecue or something. Right. But... And then this one came, the spiritual blacksmith, and we know each other because we worked on a project together. But that's for a whole nother show.
A whole nother show.
Completely other show.
Yeah.
And it was like the excitement to see her, and being that we never actually met in person. Right. We were on social media together, trying to do something for us.
But it wasn't right. That whole stuff, it wasn't right.
And she's right when she says that, but we won't go into that because we're not going to bring, you know, parties that aren't here and a part of or don't count.
They're going to shade. There you go.
So I'm like, you know, but it was just wonderful because it brought us all together.
I think, and it's like the seeds of that energy were sown with that.
That's right.
And you know what's funny?
That was not
lemons out of lemonade,
so that this could happen.
Exactly. Yes, definitely.
So let's tell everybody out there why we have decided to bring all of our spirituality, you know, everything that we do, together into one podcast.
That's a great question. I think that many times we don't see ourselves in the spiritual realm, even on TV, on shows. We don't see people of color,
brown people
having that connection with the divine.
That's right.
And we do, and I think we've been trained to think that it only comes to other people.
That's right.
And we've been trained and indoctrinated to leave our natural roots in the past.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, we all have this divine ancestry where we were using
in our
DNA to have a connection with the divine. We are the original spiritual people.
That's right.
We are the original people,
I'm
going to say. And their science has proved that.
Right.
I kind of look at my community and they don't, and when I say my community, I mean the black community. They're kind of stuck in that preconditioning, preconditioning of, You have to be with only God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You can't. There's nothing else. It's just us, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
When it's just like anything else in our life on earth, there's a hierarchy to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's different people in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how I see the spirit world. We call them ancestors. Some of us call them Orishas or Loas. But it's
angels,
about
guides.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm about reaching out to our community and giving them other options to help them live a better life and to love themselves better in the skin that they're in.
Yeah, you know, as far as us coming up in church, like we all come from a church background.
Strong.
But I got turned off by the church for a lot of reasons. Not God. I love me some God.
Right.
But I got turned off by the church. God is everywhere. Mm-hmm. We can access God anywhere, anytime, anyhow.
Right.
Just like how people in the church go to their minister and even consider him a prophet, there are people like us that can give you that same information. And you don't have to come and sit in the church and...
Or feel judged.
Or feel judged. It's just so
because it's a lot of judgment with that.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to just, you know, give y'all a different aspect and a different way of thinking, because spirituality is so much more than church and the Bible and religion. Trust me, this man knows so much more than I do. I don't deal with his stuff, but he's gonna tell you drop some stuff on you, some knowledge that I'm gonna learn from too, and so is she. We want y'all to see how blackness and spirituality is so rich, the richness of it.
It's a lot that's been dismissed. Definitely. And removed.
Definitely.
And we're here to help you get in touch with that. To be the best you and live the best life you can.
You can find me at SimoneSalmon.com. That's SimoneSalmon.com. And I'm actually a published author. I'm working on my second book right now. I am a psychic medium.
My name is Dewey. Everyone calls me Dew Conjure. I do it a lot of herbs and oils. I'm a hoodoo practitioner as well. You can contact me on my website for psychic medium work and dream interpretation. That website is www.deweyam.com. That's D-E-W-E-Y. A as in apple, U as in uncle, M as in Mary.
Well, hi everyone, I am Spiritual Blacksmith, but I call myself an intuitive life coach. So basically, I work with you on many different levels, spiritual, emotional, physical. I'm a psychic medium, I'm a Reiki practitioner, I'm a certified yoga instructor. I do herbs as well and work with oils, and I'm a certified theta healer. We all came this lifetime with goals and aspirations and things we want to work on to really help our soul evolve. And so that's my job, to kind of help you on your path and then watch you blossom. I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook at Spiritual Blacksmith.
Drop the credentials.
So I am trained as an attorney. Been an attorney for several years now. Several years in the double digits, but I'm looking like a baby. So I do that. I also have been teaching art to little kids.
And she used to be a dean of a law school.
I did.
Yeah, that's true.
And a law professor. And a professor, so yeah.
I'm actually a certified paralegal. It's been a minute, but I was a legal analyst for some years. Right now, I have a few businesses. Real estate, I rent out a few properties. I also have an architectural lighting business. Besides that, I have my spiritual business, of course.
Yeah. I actually graduated from the Bronx High School of Science. I attended Barnard College. Like I said, I'm a published author. I do have two businesses also. I have a photography business, and I also do government contracting. Yeah. But of course, I have my spiritual business also. I just wanted y'all to know who you're dealing with. We are highly intelligent folks.
And I thought it was important to say that, because I think people put themselves in a box. Like, I can only do this. You can still in the world.
Right.
You can be in the world, not of the world.
You can
blend. You can be professional and be at a 9-to-5 and be corporate and still be spiritual.
It is not mutually exclusive. You can do both.
You don't have to be all churched up and critical of everything else.
Trust me. We have a few cocktails.
We do.
We party. We do.
And I have my card.
We are still spiritual. Okay.
You know, I want it in.
Lighten it up for the Lord, AJ.
It's my back.
For your back.
We're just trying to keep it real with y'all.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of keeping it real while we're here, by the way.
We're keeping it real, so
you understand that. Yeah, we up there. We know, we've been around for some time, and we know our stuff.
But you know, also what's interesting is, I think people think that spirituality and religion, it's been so,
it's heavy.
You need to have a lighter vibration to enjoy life and really have that connection. So I think they need to see.
You don't have to listen to only gospel music. You can drop it like it's hot every now and then.
Yes, because
you're human.
Yes.
We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
That's right. And so, that's how you get all that positive vibration going, child.
Yeah.
And just like we evolve as people, so does religion, spirituality, this whole field. Being human,
just like
we mature and grow older, so should our spirituality.
But with
spirituality, you expand. It seems like when we get older as humans, we kind of
pull
things
in.
We constrict
But with spirituality, you expand.
It's ever evolving.
Because we want to see more of y'all where we are.
Exactly.
Three of us here today? Come on.
Trust me, it's only three.
We got to change that.
Well, four, because when there's
one tutor here, did we even tell them what the Arthur Finley College is? Tell them what the Arthur Finley College is. For those who don't know, exactly.
Because this is my first time. Let the experts tell you.
You've been here.
I've been here three times.
This is my third time.
This is our fourth time.
All right, so you'll say it, then I'll talk.
Yeah, you tell it.
You
got more experience.
So no, really, but there are definitely colleges what they consider the world's most like foremost college on college. Psychic sciences and yes. phenomenon. Yes. So people come here and they have courses every week of the year
yes.
that hit on various aspects of spirituality. Yeah. So it could be a week on mediumship, a week on psychic development, a week on healing, a week on trance, a week mm-hmm. on animal communication,
right.
a week on spirit art, a week on
psychic development.
Yeah, and yeah. being a detective. So yeah. it's a place where psychics and mediums come to learn and grow and hone
like,
our
the
gifts.
Most amazing yeah. mediums.
Yes,
like,
renowned, we'll
right,
say.
All
renowned.
Of the
famous mediums.
Yeah.
Right.
We're here later. To remind them where it began is what it is. That's why we're here this week, actually.
Shay.
Yeah, exactly. I'll say the white man that was in Africa and learned how to communicate with the spirit world, it was through a witch doctor mm-hmm. or we'll say shaman,
a medicine man,
yeah. a medicine man. This is us,
collard greens and conversations, woo woo with a side of shade.
Coming to you soon, baby.
All right, guys, see you.
Yay.
Yes.